Good evening, and thank you all for joining us for this Trevi Group 2015 six-month result presentation. It's a usual presentation, but unusual in the contents. We will go through the slides you all received, starting from slide three. We have now introduced this new format of presentation, so you are all acquainted with it. In this slide, you will appreciate four divisions and their respective first quarter and second quarter revenue figures. Starting from Trevi, the division registered 284 million euro during the first half of 2015. Mildec came in about 152 million euro. Soilmec shows strong sign of recovery with respect to last year and registered 115 million euro of revenue. Lastly, Petrofac registered 71 million euro. Overall, Trevi Group total revenue were 601 million euro for the first half of 2015. Slide four. In the following slide, from four to seven, you will appreciate a clear description of a single division, Trevi, Soilmec, Drillmec, and Petrofac. We are not going to repeat scope of work for each one because I'm sure that everybody is well aware. We move to slide eight and nine. In this slide, we show our new way of divisional reporting. Given the significant growth in our major business, we now report Trevi and Soilmec together in the foundation sector, while Drillmec and Petrofac are to be found in the more proper and representative sector of oil and gas. In these two slides, you appreciate the new geographical distribution of our company, given the new reporting we introduced at the end of 2014. No major changes in the geographical distribution of our activity. Let's go to slide 11 with some key highlights. Let's get down to some important issues that have characterized the first half 2015 accounts. First of all, I would like to start by saying that we are and always have been very transparent toward the markets, and the recent events, of course, encompass a great deal of concern for most of our shareholders. These have been sudden events. We have tried to report them properly from the very beginning. For that matter, I would like to point out that we are carrying forward all of necessary action to communicate to the market following the best practice possible. Also, our investor relations department and team has been very proactive in replying in a timely fashion to all the requests and ongoing concern of the entire financial community. It's essential for us all, to provide you with an update and appropriate scenario on what has characterized our last month operational performance, especially the last three months. As you all are aware, during the end of July 2015, we have initiated an ad hoc press release regarding an updated view of one of the Drillmec offshore contracts and the impact on the group. We reported that given unfavorable circumstances during the delivery phase of the rig, we experienced extra costs that have strongly hindered the profitability of the contract and consequently of the group as a whole. It's mandatory to point out that this event, although particularly unfavorable and highly concerning, is to be considered more of a one-off event rather than an ongoing concern on the oil and gas division for the group. We will have a chance to explore during this call some of the details that I've gathered and are willing to share with the financial community as a whole, showing our total openness to the market in such kind of events. It's also mandatory to contextualize such an event to the current energy market, so we will explore together a timeline we have prepared for the market to better understand the most crucial aspect of this contract. Project execution always encompasses a degree of risk, and we are all aware of that. When such risk is not appropriately accounted for, the results can often be very challenging. Through analysis of the matter, we provide more color on the great challenge Dramic had to face with the primary clients, and I hope you will appreciate how Trevi Group and the management is actively moving to a clear and decisive action to counteract the recent and understandable concern around the company. Right, again, to this key highlight on slide 11, let's talk a little bit about the major topics. First off, 2015 results have been impacted by one-off event in a not favorable environment. We'd like to highlight this once again. Dramic offshore rig contract generated extra cost in the month of May, June, July, and August. Extra costs were incurring in the delivery phase of the contract. Marginality was strongly hindered given the extraordinary event. Cost increase noticeably during the delivery phase of the contract as the transportation cost surged during the installation phase and the extreme axle were carried out the river to the final client. Over 1.1 billion euro of solid backlog represents a 13% increase. So the order backlog has registered a good growth within key strategic geographical areas. And one thing that is mentioned, it's worth mentioning that net financial position improved compared to the first quarter of 2015, showing cash flow generation for the utility of the group, despite the losses in the quarter. Financial indebtedness improved, notwithstanding, as we said, the one-off event in Dramic. If you go to slide 12, we offer some main discussion points. Looking at the topics again, the global construction trend was very positive with 190 million euro of newly acquired contract in Trevi, especially in the Middle East and Africa. We expect this contract to start by October, November this year. Core business backlog is sound at the ever-time high at 650 million euro between Trevi and Solmec, if we talk about the foundation division. Oil price, of course, are very uncertain and still driving capex cut in a major oil company, and pressure from the supply chain of the industry, reduced visibility in the oil and gas, but still good opportunities in the pipeline for the group. Shallow offshore market is over capacity, again, but still with some chance to get contracts in this sector. And with an order portfolio in the oil and gas, stay strong at Euro 380 million, and all extraordinary items have been taken into account. If you go to slide 13, let's talk a little bit more in detail about the offshore contracts we are referring to. You can see the pictures of the actual rig that has been mounted on the platform and been certified and is now ready for operation. I deem important to recap the entire contract, providing you with some more details. So the total number of rigs for these contracts are actually two, and they are more specifically 2,000 horsepower each. They have been factory made following the manufacturing criteria and the customer engineering of the client. The project consists of delivering highly customized rigs with the capability to extract oil on a continued basis in the selected basin. And the rigs are to be installed on a fixed platform, which is supplied by a third party, not by us, and will operate at about 2,000, 3,000 meters down under the ocean floor sediment in the Mexican, off the Mexican coast. The two offshore oil drilling rigs contract is worth $170 million for Dramic as a contract, combined the two rigs. If you go on page 14, with this slide, we would like to provide you with more details and the different players that were in such a complex and challenging contract. The key contracts are shown as starting from the oil company. We will work our way up to understanding the actual genesis of the contracts and the specificity in terms in engineering and in manufacturing. The primary oil company was already a Dreame client, and they decided to revisit under the engineering standpoint the concept initially introduced in the 1970s to increase productivity, efficiency, and performance in these type of rigs called modular offshore rigs. These rigs are particularly suited for shallow waters, such as those in the Gulf of Mexico, and represent a great solution for improving oil extraction in this specific area. Drilling contractor established a tender process for the supply of two offshore modular rigs to be delivered on two platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. The drilling contract, prior to establishing a tender process, signed a contract with the oil company to rent for 3 years two platform in the Gulf. Drilmec, on the other side, highly geared toward customization and having already successfully completed other two offshore rigs for other clients, won the competitive tender to provide the two rigs for a total value of $170 million. We issued a press release the month of January 2013, announcing the contract to the financial community. Drilmec, on this side, decided to use a subcontractor to carry out the execution of certain components of the rig. Drilmec also set up a specific division with a dedicated team for the offshore oil drilling rigs. Most of these members of the team were specifically recruited for the job. Some of them belonged to the company for a long time, and they all had a long-term experience on offshore projects of this kind, with more than 10 units manufactured and delivered in the past. And if you go on to slide 15, I'd like to provide some key milestones to better understand the evolution of the contracts. In 2013, for the nature of the problem of the project, Drilmec hired a subcontractor for key activity, as we said, and the change order were received by the client with lengthened period to deliver, so initial expected delivery was December 2013. In 2014, first rig was completed in August, and second rig was almost 100% completed. Availability of the platform was rescheduled from October to March 2015, and we all know this macroeconomic environment worsened with a sharp decline in oil price during this period. In 2015, transportation and commissioning started in the late April. At the time, there was a lack of dedicated equipment in the Gulf area. Therefore, new transporters were hired to complete the delivery on time, and this required upgrade derrick barge ships and delivery quarter. So parts agreed for an early termination for convenience for the second rig for delivery ex works. Additional cost from a subcontract, transportation damages, including also extra cost due to bad weather, and general inefficiency for platform and availability came up in this period. On slide 16, we provide you with some key disclosure and the detailed time frame on how the contracts evolve in the later parts of the delivery phase. So let's understand more how the process evolved. The oil contractor gave green lights early, only in February 2015, for the first platform installation. In March 15, the beginning phase of transport, logistics, and commission are initiated, and all the requirements to go through the custom, the Mexican custom. In April, the actual initiation of transportation and new transportation means for delivery are carried out. During the month of May, extra costs were incurred due to inefficiency, and after the completion of installing the first rigs and considering the excessive cost, it was prudent to decide to come to, as we said before, a termination for convenience and the lease agreement for the second rig, which provided for delivery to be on land versus platform. In this same phase of delivery, additional costs from subcontracts and services were also incurred as the delivery process was yet to be completed. On slide 17, we provide you further details on major costs that brought to an economic loss of contract for the first half of 2015. And the details are split between 55 million were caused by inefficiency, transportation cost, adverse weather condition, and other general damages, including transportation damages. $20 million were related to the transaction cost and closing of the termination agreements. $20 million were also incurred with the contracts, services, and change orders that were not recognized. And we have $5 million as a provision on additional cost. Going on slide 18, we would like you all to focus on the next steps that are being taken at the DreamMec division level, in particular, a due diligence, a complete due diligence was proactively initiated internally in terms of legal, technical, and financial aspects, and Daniele will talk more in details later on. Contractors' recovery plan through negotiation has already been put in place. Also in place a key restructuring of the company aimed for timely improvement in DreamMec performance. Strict attention to risk assessment while carrying out the process. We also have intention to introduce a dedicated key figure with proven experience in risk management in the board of directors of DreamMec. If you go on to slide 19, we provide some financial highlights. So revenue is 601 million euro. EBITDA minus 49 million, EBIT minus 104 million, net result minus 128 million, backlog 1,173,000,000, and the net financial position 464 million euro. Again, Daniele Forti will go more in details on this figure. Let's now go to some of the group division outlook, starting from Trevi. We registered in Trevi a solid, very solid order backlog in the period. Very strong order intake in areas such as Middle East, United States, North Africa. This increased the already long-term visibility today at almost 480 million euro. New contracts initiated in the first half and expected increased growth in the second half. Greater demand for marine transportation, especially for metro works in different geographical areas. infrastructure sector with some improvement, especially in some area. And private development also, and the private activity also reaching strong momentum. So Trevi is well positioned in the market to take advantage of these major topics. Soilmec with a 14% revenue increase with respect to the previous year. Notwithstanding the contraction in the Italian market, US, UK, and France and Middle East performed well. The quarterly order intake continued to register growth. 74 million euro in second quarter 2015, against 56 million for the first quarter of 2015. An increased demand for classic rotary rigs, which is the core business of Soilmec. If you go to slide 21, Greenmec, we have over 380 million euro of backlog registered at the 1st of July, I would say, after the first half of 2015. Following the offshore contracts negative dynamics, improvements actually are being undertaken to reestablish normalization. Competitive market, given uncertainty in the oil price, but still well-positioned as a company with good opportunity to improve the pipeline of contracts and increase the backlog even further. Recently acquired contract embraced better and predictable payment terms, so we expect to see generation of cash in this business. Rationalization of existing production sites and cost reduction are in place to get better margins, and partnership developing the medium to long-term strategic geographical area continue as we expressed already during the last conference call. Going to Petrovent, fewer number of rigs are currently in operation. Marginality is challenged by more uncertain environment. There have been a negotiation with the rates with some clients. There are, however, ongoing negotiations currently in the process, also related to niche market, where we expect to have some good news shortly in Latin America. If you go to slide 22, talking about corporate. Important decisive action in the organizational structure in the corporate have been decided with the introduction of a central manager within the holding company and the strengthening of the risk control function within all the divisions. Great focus on cash generation at all level and division, and very sound debt equity ratio persist notwithstanding the loss in 2015. Great execution and track record in completing project with success, and we maintain and develop, strengthen the know-how and key differentiating skill to try to have competitive edge in the market. I would like to pass the word to Daniele Forte, CFO. Daniele.
Thank you, Stefano. In the first half of 2015, revenues were 601 million euros versus 558 million euros over 2014. This means a 7.7% increase year-on-year. EBITDA was minus 49 million euros versus 65 million euros of last year. EBIT minus 105 million euros versus 36 million euros of the same period last year. Net profit was minus 128 million euros versus 5 million euros of last year. This is due to the large loss in Greenmec offshore contract, as Stefano has just informed you again, which had an impact on P&L account of around euro 100 million at EBIT level. The backlog, as you already know, was 1,173,000,000 euros, and the net financial position 464 million euros, improving 13% versus the same period last year, and improving 36 million or 7% if compared to the first quarter 2015 figure, making a more apples with apples comparison. The capital employed in the first half 2015 was euro 1,223 million, total equity euro 558 million. The net debt equity ratio came in at 0.83 times. Total employees at the end of first half of 2015 were 7,671. I'd like to invite you to remember first that after the meeting of the board of directors on July the 30th of 2015, was immediately disclosed to the market with the press release what had taken place during the past second quarter and the third quarter of the current year. Major problems had occurred due to the completion of the contract of Drillmec for its two offshore rigs. The significant additional costs incurred with to end the contract compared to the budget of the same contract were reported in the income statement as at June the 30th this year, also including those estimated for the completion of the installation of the first rig on the platform and its commissioning, expected to end in early September next month. These unforeseen costs primarily refer to new situation and problems that emerged after the completion of the design construction of the first rig. After provisional acceptance of the first rig by the customer, the rig remained on a paid standby basis for several months, pending the availability of the platform from October last year on. The subsequent transport by sea and installation on the platform took place in a combination of highly unfavorable circumstances in the months of May, June, July, and August of this year that caused production inefficiency for most of that period. These additional costs have been and will be supported by Drillmec until the end of the contract, expected in a few days from now, as the company wants to meet its contractual commitments with the final destination client, given substantial trade relations. The second rig was delivered ex works on June the 30th instead of CIS destination platform. This was made possible by an early termination agreement for convenience of the contract and delivery of the system at the condition it was in our yard at the moment of the provisional acceptance and payment on June the 30th. This has cleared away any possible speculation about possible future costs, making certain and definitive the economic and financial situation. This fact, the loss, is considered unique because of the development, the execution of a non-characteristic activity of transportation and installation at sea after the design, construction, and testing on ground. It is also considered unique because the company does not intend, in the future, to take on these kind of risks and burdens as it did in the past, as the final and simple activity of pure commissioning is feasible on request based on a specific and separate time and material contract. The company executed an internal process of reevaluation of the total estimated costs, largely stipulated in by contracts on a daily basis, and delivery times, which revealed the progressive loss of the multi-year contract, which amounts to 82 million euros. The impact of the end result to estimated EBIT for the first half of the current year of the order is approximately euro 100 million. The company, therefore, believes that it is not exposed in the second half of this year to additional costs and/or losses related to the execution of that contract. In an effort to maximize their ability to understand and develop the opportunities that still exist, Drillmech is implementing a restructuring plan and organizational process with a strong focus on improving the risk management from the acquisition of the order until its completion. At the same time, management is committed to achieving an improvement in financial activity through a progressive reduction in the use of working capital and bank debt, focusing on cash generation. Trevi Group has executed an internal administrative and financial audit of the contract under discussion. An external review has been executed by an independent third party, major audit firm Forensic Services. Our previous financial statements have been considered true and accurate, as our board of directors confirmed last Friday. Following on slide 24, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi division registered €283.8 million, plus 21.5% versus the same period last year. Solmec €114.7 million, increasing from 14.4%. Petrobene had the revenues of €17.3 million, increasing about 17% with respect to last year. And Drillmech €152.3 million, minus 16.2% versus last year. So, we can state that at the level of activity in the core sector, that is foundations, increased almost 20%, while in the oil and gas there was a 7% decrease in the semester. The oil and gas sector accounted to 35.9%, while the core business accounted to almost 65%, which sounds good as per market conditions in the former. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was €1,172 million, registering a 13% increase with respect to June the 30th last year. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 49% of the total backlog. Given high visibility to the whole division, Petrobene 12%, Drillmech 33%, and Solmec 6%. A €387 million hard backlog for Drillmech means a more than ordinary visibility of 9 months. More order at present under negotiation will come. The net financial position at the end of first half 2015 was €464.2 million, with a free cash flow of €-64.5 million. I'd like to point out that the group executed €42.4 million investment in working capital, due largely to Drillmech activity of new starting jobs, and €27.7 million net investment, mainly by Trevi divisions, which started the execution of new contracts, especially in Algeria and Egypt, which will give us results in the coming quarters and the next year. Again, this net debt figure has improved if compared to March 2015, when it reached €500 million. At year end, it is expected to go down to around 450 million euros. Equity and net financial position at slide 28. It must be pointed out that the total equity figure accounting to 558 million euros includes the share capital increase of net 192.9 million euros completed in the month of November 2014. Trevi Group financial conditions appear to be solid. Debt equity ratio is 0.83 times, and 72% of financial debts are at long term, with substantial lines of credit not utilized, both at long and short term, and cash available. Equity pertaining to the group is at 544 million euros level, while market cap is now slightly more than 200 million euros. Part of the loss that we have shown, it appears to be deeply influenced by short selling activity organized by hedge funds. In terms of the foundation sector, Trevi plus Solmec, the revenues generated were euro 390 million in first half 2015. The EBITDA margin was equal to 7.9%, and the EBIT margin came in at 0.5%, which sounds not satisfactory. Apart additional provision of 6 million euros for risks on credits, mainly. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 14%, the USA and Canada 16%, Africa 14%, and the Middle East and Asia 30%. In terms of the oil and gas sector, Drillmec plus Petroven recorded euro 222.5 million in first half 2015. EBITDA margin was equal to minus 35%, and the EBIT margin came in at minus 47%. The reason for such a poor marginality has been amply discussed during the first part of this conference call. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 47%, the USA and Canada 1%, Europe 7%, and the Middle East and Asia 34%. Apart from the loss on this offshore rigs job execution, margins appear to be sound in Drillmec activity. We would like to highlight that revenues of this sector are expected to increase substantially in the second half of the present year. Following on slide 31 is the breakdown by geographical area. As you can see on the right, Africa generated euro 78 million in first half 2015, registering an increase with respect to the same period last year. The main player was, without any doubt, the Middle East, which performed very well with euro 191 million versus euro 154 million of last year. In the area, a high degree of business is being brought forward, both in the construction, residential, and commercial buildings, in addition to infrastructure. I would like to pass the word to Stefano again.
Thank you. We go through, there are a number of slides here where we can go through very fast because it show our ongoing operation with the different divisions, starting from Trevi and Solmec, different job sites around the world. We're not spending too much time on this. These are only for reference. Just to highlight that we continue to be very active around the world with our core business activities in terms of job sites and in terms of engineering and manufacturing and sales of foundation engineering rigs with different models, different capacity, different performance. Also, some examples related to the oil and gas business, with again the DreamHack exhibition in Houston in May, beginning of May this year, and with this slide 45, this new contract signed in Chile with the Petrobras and the China National Petroleum Corporation. I will pass now to Josef for some question and answer. Josef?
Thank you, Stefano. So, a couple of questions that we had. One was in reference to if we are considering a significant downsizing of DrillMAX in the next quarters. We would like this to be very clear to the market that, as Stefano and Dr. Forti were mentioning throughout the call, the event of the offshore rig is to be considered as a one-off. Absolutely. In addition to that, we believe that this was also unforeseen given the circumstance, given also the macroeconomic environment that did not help. Now, we would like also to be, you know, to be very clear to the market that active actions are being taken in the case of cost management, in the case of risk management, not because there were not any before, but because we actually believe that given the scope of the contract, given the size of the contract, it is necessary and mandatory for this to be closely monitored. In addition to that, we would like everybody to understand that the DrillMAX division is going on, that we have a very solid backlog. And by saying solid, we're not just saying that the contracts are solid, but we're also saying that what's in the backlog doesn't have any particular surprises, notwithstanding the current market situation. Of course, we are fully aware of the fact that the oil prices are not anywhere north of $40-$50 a barrel, and nobody really knows where the actual value of the barrel is going. It is, of course, an uncertainty in the market. But it is also true, let's talk about some factual figures, that the backlog is at an ever-time high. If we were to compare it to the nine-month figures of 2014 or even the first H of 2014, DrillMAX was able, notwithstanding such a tough market, to increase this backlog by double digits. We actually increased it more than 40%. Now, of course, everybody's concerned about what's in this backlog, but as we said, we have, with the first H results in 2015, we have cleared operationally any particular surprises that could have come for extraordinary items. So we are, of course, very well positioned to improve gradually these margins with the current market. In addition to that, tell me if I'm wrong, Stefano, we are also in the process of closing other negotiations. So this is a clear signal that there are niches of opportunities elsewhere and also in markets, for example, that we were active years ago. So there is still activity at these current market levels. In addition to that, we were also asked if we are in the process of asking any claims or having any claims against our clients given the main contract that we had. For that matter, you know, negotiations are currently going on. So what we've done is prudently account for any extra costs, as Dr. Forti was saying, for both the months of August and September. So we're in the process of actually improving any additional costs that could come. But at this stage, we will have to wait and see if there's any additional things. What we want to really underline here and stress the fact is that in this particular contract, what we did was also try to keep the rapport with the final client in the best of our efforts. That means we were able to successfully at least deliver the contract with the functioning rig, aside from, of course, the financials. So please stay tuned, and I guess, Stefano, you have some closing remarks, right?
Yeah, thanks, Josef. We hope we have addressed during this conference call most of the concerns that have been surrounding Trevi's stock and performance. And for that matter, we'd like to stress to the financial community that aside from this extraordinary event, the business is progressing with even more opportunities. And notwithstanding the current loss due to this disappointing project from Drillmaker. We have two highlights. This was a very disappointing project, especially for a group that is constantly involved in a very difficult project management effort throughout the world. Nevertheless, the company, as we were saying before, is financially sound with a solid equity, as Daniela has expressed before. Our backlog is solid. This is true that we are going through a difficult scenario with the sudden changes in economic forecast and provisions for many sectors. The recent events are very clear. But also with this in mind, we know that we have good backlog, a solid backlog, with the realistic possibility to even improve it. So if there are other questions, please call. Don't hesitate. We're here to give all the possible explanation. Thank you and good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. Have a good evening.